Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All right, welcome back. Schultz's got me thinking here. You got me thinking all through the break.
Okay.
Well, we're talking about the Mariners, and I was asking the question why it is if we don't have a connection to either team playing in a big game, we somehow start rooting for one side, and why we do that. And I think one of the reasons we do that is the fan. We feel like fans have suffered to the point where we kind of just want to see them win. And that, I think, was Mariner fan on Friday night. I think a lot of the country that did not have a dog in the fight was rooting for the Mariners in that game. It's just been so long for you bros over there.
Damn right.
So this is always a slippery one because it's kind of hard to... Because you can say it in a lot of different ways and can mean a lot of different things. But the way I jotted it down on my little note, what are these called?
Your note skis, notepad?
Post-it.
I have a post-it. I was going to say sticky note. Same thing.
I have a post-it note here, and I think this is the way to say it, and this is completely subjective. Okay, so everybody's going to be different here, but which team's fans deserve a title most? Okay, that's the question. Okay. Because you were saying, no fan base wants it more than the Mariners, or the Mariners have suffered so long, it's just nobody. Well, again, there are a lot of fan bases who have probably suffered more than Mariner fans because their situation has lasted longer, and yeah, they haven't won a championship. So again, it's very hard to compare. But which team's fans deserve a title? That's the question for me. And to me, I do put Mariner fans up there, but I don't think they're number one. I don't think you guys are number one, but you guys are close.
Okay. Well,
and I'm kind of biased because I live in the Northwest and I've seen it up close. But here's another thing I consider. I consider if other sports teams in your city have won a title.
Okay.
And the Seahawks winning helps your, eases a little bit of the pain.
They were good.
I go, the one fan base that I think you would have a hard argument against, Schultzy Babes, which team's fans deserve a title most? I think the Buffalo Bills might have you beat. Because if you think about the Bills, they have not won a Super Bowl. They lost four in a row, went four times and lost in a row. I want you to think about that through the prism of being a Mariner fan.
Okay.
Imagine them going to four straight World Series back in the 80s, and they don't win one. And here you are in 2025, and they're good, and they still can't win one. That, I don't know, and they're good fans, they're loyal fans, it's the only show in town other than the Sabres.
Yeah.
And I feel like the Bills might win that. Again, completely subjective. I think there's probably a lot of fans who think that the Detroit Lions fans deserve a title, but they've had a lot of titles in Detroit outside of the Lions. Browns, again, other titles in Cleveland outside of them, but, they're long-suffering. So, I don't know. That's how... That's how I'm viewing it, Schultz.
In Buffalo, that's the only show in town, right? So, of course...
Well, the Sabres are there.
Hockey, whatever. I mean, we'll dismiss hockey.
Yeah, when's the last time the Sabres were any good? Like, I guess. When you're talking about the landscape of like a sports city and their fandom, the Buffalo Bills' struggles would rise to the top and be like the 1A or 1B choice in this argument, hands down, just because of the fact that they're the biggest show in town.
I think that's right.
But
it's not that big of a city.
I think it just depends on what you view as futility or what you view as heartbreak. Because for me, I go back to it is better to have loved and lost than to have not loved at all, in which case the lover and lost is the Buffalo Bills here, where they went to four stinking Super Bowls. And if you can't get it done in four, you know, with the Jim Kelly, you know, Thurman Thomas-led freaking Buffalo Bills way back in the day. Like
Scott Norwood, man.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they had great teams, right? They got there. The Mariners have never gotten there. Yeah. What did I say in the last hour, Rob? For the first 10 years of their existence, they were literally experiencing the baseball that other teams played. Nobody hit over 30 home runs for the Mariners until like 1984, when a dude named Gorman Thomas, who was pretty much just a journeyman in baseball, hit 32 for Seattle. Their Mariners' best moments were what was Gaylord Perry, the 300th win, you know, that he pitched for Seattle in like 82. This franchise had nothing, and Buffalo's been there. So I hear your argument, but I will passionately disagree. And obviously, I'm super biased here.
Okay.
But yeah, well, it's better like to I said, have been there, man.
Like I said, it's subjective. But I don't know that it is better to have been there, because I weigh it as if you've been there four times, particularly four in a row and lost, that is more heartbreak than you will ever experience. Listen, you can gripe about your last 25 years, and I get that. The Mariners haven't done much of anything since 2001. That said, that is not the heartbreak that the Buffalo Bills fans feel after having lost four straight Super Bowls. And here we are, 40 years later?
Yeah.
40! Wow. And they have not won, dude. That's more heartbreak than you have ever felt in one fan base. But that's how I view it.
I get it.
So again, very subjective. But anyway, the other one that came up, and it was a text yesterday, and it was a person who was calling you and John Sukanik out.
All right, lay it on me, baby.
And I'm going to side with you guys on this. I just want you to know as the honorable.
Well, I appreciate that. The mediator here.
But he was saying, hey, listen, you know, John and Schultzy owe the Mariners an apology, because they've been bitching about the Mariners all season long.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, that's an interesting point. It's like, you know, John, if you follow him on Twitter, he does get quite critical of the Mariners and just downtrodden and just like, oh my God, here we go again type of fan on there.
Yeah.
And he gets, you know, and then DePoto, you've smashed DePoto.
Hard.
Hard. Well, now's your chance.
I'll eat crow. I said in the celebration when they won the DS on Friday night and they were about to shoot the champagne and beer off, I saw DePoto walking around and I'm like, man, I turned to my wife and I said, God, you know what? Credit to Jerry DePoto. I've given him a lot of crap this year. A lot of Mariners fans have piled on him, made fun of GM Justin Hollander as well. But every single switch they pulled this year, Rob, ended up being the right one. And I don't know what else.
Well, but I guess the question is like, can a fan be a fan and get frustrated and get pissed and bitch when things aren't? Like, it kind of bothers me, and I see this all the time being a sports talk host, is that people think because you're critical that you hate that team.
That's weird.
They can't see, people have a hard time seeing that when things are good with a franchise, whether it be the Blazers, the Ducks, the Beavers, whatever.
Yeah.
If you are impartial, you should be acknowledging the good things. But when things are bad, if you are impartial, you should also be talking about and acknowledging and calling out the bad.
Yeah.
But what fans oftentimes do is they mistake you saying, hey, listen, this is not good. What's going on with the Blazers or certainly the Beavers? Not good. Oh, you're just a hater. Well, why? No, I'm just calling out. And so then they say, well, you're a Duck homer.
Yeah.
Well, Duck homer? How can you not at least sound like a Duck homer over the last 15 years when things have been going so well for them?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
be honest.
Yeah. If you're being honest, they've had a great freaking run. So what are you going to just hate on that? You know what I mean? Like, so it's the same thing with fans. It's like, it's, there's no shame in bitching about your team. You're passionate. You're like, you're pissed. You're, it's not good enough, what Jerry DePoto has done. And then all of a sudden they get over the hump and you're like, okay, yeah, look, I'm sorry. I'm still with you. You've done a good job. Acknowledge that. And I mean, it's okay to have both.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I think that comment, that texter, might be at least representative of not all PNW sports fans, but some Pacific Northwest sports fans that are just like, hey, only positivity, right? Like, I bitch about my team because I want them to be so good. I watch sports from the lens. Now, there's, I mean, sports are the greatest reality show of all time, right? There's eons of different storylines. As you saw, baseball's amazing. It's wacky. We can see a crazy catch like that and the first ever double play out of the outfield, you know, into a force at home. It's insane. But there's just...
like I said, as the honorable, the judge presiding over this, I side with you.
I appreciate
and
that.
And I even said that most judges don't do that. Like, they come out and say who they're siding with before the case is even heard.
I mean, it just, it sounds like local Blazers fan that's like, man, you can't bitch.
Oh, you
bitch
can
on
never.
Too
right.
Long. Yeah.
Right.
It's like, guys, I can't always just sit back and be like, well, the grass is always greener. It isn't. Sometimes changes need to be made. Sometimes the fans are wrong about those changes. Sometimes they're right.
Yeah, but fans are going to be passionate, and that's okay, and sometimes they're going to be negative because they have a right to be negative because what is happening is not acceptable to them.
And have I not been celebrating my Seattle Mariners, you know, the last 2 weeks? Like, are you kidding me?
Let's do this, Schultz. Let's throw that comment out. Let's forget that one. That guy loses. Bad comment. You don't owe the Mariners an apology. You're a good fan. And neither does John Sicanic, who's maybe one of their best fans.
Well, could I just, the amount of money that I spend on apparel and gear and the amount that my parents have dropped over the years and my wife, like, I don't owe them D. They have gotten support from me.
Well, there's
so much.
There's also this, too, with fandom. Your own team can make you, can drive you insane.
Isn't that the point?
It's like your kids.
Yeah.
It's like you love them, but my God, are they annoying. Yeah. And that's true of fandom. So it's okay to be honest about that. Now, last thing about the Mariners, and then we're going to move on. I wanted to play Rick Riz's Friday night walk-off call.
Hell yes.
And because I thought it was really good. I'm not a huge Rick Riz guy, but I love a good baseball call. I think there's an art to it. And if I'm being honest, I think the art is just less is more, simple, call the action, layout. And here's what it sounded like when that historic Friday night where the Mariners walked it off in the DS.
It has come down to this. It has come down to one pitch. And if Canley misses, it would be a walk-off walk in this classic duel. Here we go, the stretch. Canley has got to throw a strike. The 3-2 pitch on the way. Swung out, line drive, base hit right field. Jorge Polanco with a walk-off single, and the Mariners are going to play for the American League Championship. The Mariners win the battle in Seattle in 15 innings. The Mariners win it 3-2. The Mariners will be on their way to Toronto to take on the Blue Jays. What an epic game. 15 innings. Jorge Polanco is getting mobbed out in left field.
Yeah, it's pretty good, man. I liked it.
Makes me emotional.
Yeah, I bet it does. And that's what I mean. That's what I love about that night. It was like, that was something you'll always remember.
Well, and as somebody that has listened to that 95 call of Dave Niehaus, like, calling the double that Edgar hit Cora and Junior in that he said, like, the Mariners are going to the American League Championship. If you heard Rick Riz there imitated that cadence, it was obviously a shout-out to Dave Niehaus.
Exactly.
They're going to the championship. I was just like, that is.
Didn't he say, I don't believe what I just saw during that Niehaus clip?
Niehaus did not.
He didn't say that?
He said, no, I
don't
believe. No, they would love a base hit down the left field. I just swung on and down left field. Yeah, no, it was not. I don't believe what I just saw. It was that, like, the crowd at T-Mobile, at the Kingdom is going crazy. So,
well, it was a good call. It was a great night. I was happy for you. I was happy for Mariner fans. And now, look, they're up 2-0 in the ALCS on the crappy-ass Blue Jays and maybe headed to the World Series against the Dodgers?
I
want to see the Dodgers. You want to see the Dodgers.
Either one. It doesn't
Both
matter.
Are good.
Yeah.
But the Dodgers, Mariners, all West Coast World Series, by the way.
That'd be fun, but then everybody in New York would be like, I don't care.
God, who cares?
I hate New York fans sometimes.
All the time. Who cares what New York fan thinks? West Coast, best coast.
Hell yeah, bitch.
All right, we'll get back to that later. College football scataboo coming up next on 105.1 The Fan.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well, everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
All right, let's get into our college football scataboo. We are naming this segment, and it's going to be multiple segments. I can feel it now. After the CTE gremlin, Cam Scataboo himself. And it's a lot of what happened this weekend in college football that we have yet to get to. And there is a lot because it's been a very busy week already. And so we're going to start picking some of this off here. Power rank the bigger Saturday, Kalen DeBoer, Steve Sarkisian, or Lincoln Riley? DeBoer winning at Missouri. Nice win. Missouri's a good team. Sark winning the Red River rivalry game over Oklahoma. And Lincoln Riley had a nice win, finishing and winning by double digits over Michigan. And they look good doing it. I mean, you know, Lincoln Riley has needed a win like that for a long time, and that is a win against a team like Michigan, who's tough in the trenches. They ran the ball all over Michigan. And, you know, I'd like to say, too, while Bryce Underwood is probably going to be really good, he's not there yet. So, USC, I'm going to go, I think it went Riley number one. I thought he needed that badly, especially going into Notre Dame and Nebraska, two road games these next 2 weeks. I think Sark number two and then DeBoer three. You know, DeBoer has the best team of the three. And, you know, look, they were favored, albeit slightly, to beat Missouri. They held up their end of the bargain. They look good doing it. Ty Simpson's really good. I think he's going to be in New York for the Heisman ceremony when it's all said and done. And yet another top 25 win for Kalen DeBoer. He's like 17-3 against the top 25 or something like that. But I thought Riley, it was a bigger weekend for Riley than those other two guys. He really needed to beat a team like Michigan at its own game, and they looked tough. The quarterback, short of him inexplicably throwing it to the other team at the end of the first half, I think it was, short of that play, He looked really good, really in control, and they ran all over Michigan. And their defense looked tough. I don't know. Maybe it's a new USC. We'll find out this week. Interestingly enough, they're almost a 10-point underdog to Notre Dame. So as much as, you know, Michigan is built well on the along the lines of scrimmage, I do not believe their coach will be there that long, particularly with Bryce Underwood and all the pressure for them to win right now with him. I mean, I know they're still 4-2, but if they drop a couple more, yeah, he could go the route of James Franklin real fast. Sherrone Moore. Because they should probably be better than 8-4. If he's got time to pull it out of the fire, but they've already lost two games. I just thought it was a big weekend for Lincoln Riley. He looked good. His team looked good. And they have some mo going into Notre Dame, but I think it's interesting that the odds makers put that at 9.5. Notre Dame, much better than USC. Can USC prove them wrong again? So I'd go Riley 1, Sark 2, DeBoer 3. Now that we've seen Texas, it's pretty clear they're not a national title team, mainly due to quarterback, which is weird because the quarterback is all we ever heard about all offseason, which is, again, why the offseason stuff should be taken with a grain of salt. That defense at Texas is legit, but I feel like Sark is calling games well enough to allow Arch Manning to succeed. But Manning is still growing. Like that game, I feel like Arch Manning is not going to win you a ton of ball games. He can lose you games and perhaps has. So I think Sark has to be careful how he's calling things. And I feel like that game against Oklahoma, Sark was masterful in how to win that game. Their offensive line stepped up. They had not been playing well. They played well against a good defensive front from Oklahoma, and they ran the ball really well. And Sark knew they had to. So he second half, he got back to the run. They kept it basic. Sark understands what he has with Arch, even though he can't come out and say it. He understands it. And I feel like he's been calling pretty good games for Arch. Arch has been, and he's coming along. You know, you got to give Arch some credit. Some of the plays he made against Oklahoma, he made the right plays. And that's what Sark is trying to do, tee him up to make the right plays. But I just feel like earlier in the year, Sark was calling the same type of game and Arch wasn't getting it done. Now, maybe there's a better understanding from Arch of what he's being asked to do. And I think Sark really understands what he has and he's calling the game accordingly. So I feel like Texas, you know, they're behind the eight ball a little bit at 4-2, tough conference. They're probably going to drop another. They're probably not going to the playoff because I just don't see how. I don't know, man. They're going to have to do it the old school NFL way, and that is run the ball and play really good defense, which they did against Oklahoma. I don't know that they can run the table in the SEC without Arch being excellent, and he's just not there yet. But a really nice win for Sark. He was pissed. You could tell he was pissed at all the kind of the negative stuff coming at him after or before that game and coming at Arch. So Riley, Sark, and DeBoer all had great weekends. Now the next on the list, and we'll have to do this in our 5 o'clock hour, but the next thing I have down here is who is the new James Franklin? I saw a list today of every Power Four coach's career record against the top 25. Now James Franklin's statistic was, I think, against the top 10. He's like 3-20 or something like that, which is a lot of the reason he was fired. So this isn't exactly the same metric, but it is interesting to see who's been really good and who really hasn't. And some of these may surprise you. So we'll get to that coming up at 5 or in the 5 o'clock hour. But up next, it's time for In the News. Are we over the ICE updates? I mean, we had another arrest last night. Apparently it was like some dude or maybe it was a woman. I'm not sure. That was playing like a flute or something, got arrested. I don't know. I'm kind of over the ICE.
Illegal flautist. What the hell?
Yeah, they were playing jazz. There was a jazz band down. I'm not kidding.
So Ron Burgundy's playing the jazz flute, and they're like, get the hell out of here.
Well, that's they great. Said that whoever it was assaulted a federal officer.
Well,
and that very well could be true. I don't know. I don't know, dude. I'm kind of over it. I'm over it, to be honest.
It is starting to... It's like why South Park said they wouldn't do, like, such political jokes anymore, because the world was becoming a parody of itself. That's what we're witnessing here.
Oh, no question. Yeah. Yeah, they set up a whole jazz band down there. They were bebopping and just doing bits.
Why do I love that so much?
It's great. They are trolling so hard down there. It's great. It really is. But, you know, you can't assault an officer if
that's
what happened.
Don't go into the ice building. Hey, they're hating you.
I also have In-N-Out Burger News. In-N-Out Burger News. Let's get to some other stuff.
Let's do it.
Here locally. We'll avoid all the ice stuff for today. We'll get to that coming up next here on In the News. But first, here's Schultzy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul, and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
All right, it is, what is today? October 14, 2025, it's time for In the News! I am your noted newsman, hello, thank you. Please be seated, and all rise, thank you.
Are you kidding me?
It's brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is Be Bald and Be Free today, Be Bald and Be Free Day.
Be free. Ah! I love how it's not just, hey, it's National Bald Guy Day, it's just... Be bald and be free. We've come up with a special name for
it. There's multiple bald days, I've noticed, throughout the year.
This is
weird. The balds are, you know, they're very sensitive, and they, you know, I mean, we've got one here that we, you know, we love him, but he's bald and follically challenged, and it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
The balds, you know, don't take your luscious head of hair for granted, Schultzy.
I will try not to.
You know, if there's one thing I've learned from Souk, it's that. It's that I should not take this head of hair, albeit turning gray, white. I should not take it for granted.
Looks great.
Not
salt and pepper,
has.
Baby.
Well, yeah. I'm just glad I have hair. I would have taken it for granted had I not done a show with that guy for 20 years, staring at that old shiny bald dome.
Yeah, he's always been bald this entire
time.
Yeah,
he really has. Yeah. It's also National Dessert Day. Favorite dessert? Go.
Cheesecake.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, there we
Buck,
go.
Buck is was the cheesecake guy too.
Really? That's yeah. Now, are you just straight cheesecake? Like, if they start adding too many flavors, I start to kind of get out on that. Like, just regular cheesecake with like a little whipped cream or a little cherry drizzle.
Well, I gotta tell you, I am out on whipped cream.
No,
I
no
do
whipped
not
cream.
Like whipped cream on anything.
Oh, okay.
It's, yeah, I'm out.
But, love whipped cream.
Yeah, good, a good piece of cheesecake. Let's go. Maybe a nice fruit, you know, like raspberry drizzle or something.
See, yeah, exactly. Cherry. Oh, yeah. No, I think raspberry tops cherry for me. But, man, whipped cream, little fruit action. That's good for so many different things. Come on, Rob.
Yeah, somebody mentioning Croatia, the next hot country. I've heard that, too. A lot of people going to Croatia. A lot of people.
A lot of people saying, don't they have beaches there? Yeah. And anywhere with a beach in Europe, that would... That
it's like
would...
Greece, only, like... Yeah. From what they, I gather, cheaper and maybe a little less crowded or something. I don't know. A
lot of people saying.
A lot of people. Well, just in time for Blazer season, the Broadway Bridge will close for 6 months.
Yeah, is that part of that I-5 quote-unquote expansion through the Rose Quarter?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not at all.
No, good.
This would be on the other side.
Well, all that sucks.
Yeah, it's so not great. I mean, like, why would you do that for... Well, I don't know. I guess the Blazers... I don't... Maybe it's not that big of a deal, but you'd think that would be kind of a summer project. Well, maybe not. When is a good time to fix a bridge? They are saying that the closure began yesterday. It is expected to run through April 11th, 2026, which means January 7th, 2042.
Yeah. Expect delays, folks.
The bridge will be closed to all vehicle traffic while crews replace the deck on the movable lift spans. The streetcar will not be able to cross, so the A and B loop routes will be temporarily modified. And the south sidewalk will remain open for the majority of the project.
Okay.
So bikers and pedestrians and people with mobility devices will still be able to cross.
Well, that's important to people.
So you could
here.
Walk over to the arena.
Yeah, they just hate cars here in Portland. Yeah, we're going to make it easy for you to walk across, but driving, screw you. That's
they do hate cars here, but, you know, sometimes you got a lot of bridges. You got to, you know, you got to pay what
it's the raising and lowering mechanism.
Yeah, you need to fix this. Yeah, it costs $21.8 million, which probably means $46.9 million. And the county is covering the design cost, 10% of construction, and the federal government is picking up the rest of the tab. Look at the feds.
Wow.
They're down there assaulting flautists. But paying for our nice bridge redo.
I've always been fascinated.
Sorry, clarinetists.
Yeah, clarinetists. What is it? I don't, a chlorist? I don't know what that is. I've always been fascinated, by the way, Rob, with the people that sit in that little building at the top of the bridges that go up and down.
Yeah.
Like the Broadway, like the Hawthorne, the Interstate Bridge. I don't know why those weird things... Kind of like the same yesterday as like little nooks and crannies in houses. Just like, you know, oh, that there's a little bathroom up there. There's a little cot to sleep on. That fascinates me. I don't know why, but it does.
I always think of that. Well, okay, this is going to sound bad, but I think that whoever's up there is wasted.
That's what I... That's kind of what I thought. Like smoke a joint or something out the window.
Yeah, because like it's super boring. You're by yourself
all the time.
It's like, you know, it's like,
And do you have to stay there at night, like in case there's a ship that's coming through the town or the city of Portland? It's like, well, nobody else in town is here, so I'm doing the job. I don't know.
Well, be prepared. Broadway Bridge closing, already closed. I guess they said it started last night.
Well, the traffic for the Blazers games, who are going to be winning 50 plus this season
tonight,
it's going to be nuts.
Preseason.
Don't
action.
They play tonight? Against the Golden State Warriors.
Did you say they're going to win 50 plus?
I was joking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm saying that all the traffic on the Broadway Bridge going to their games during a season when winning 50 plus is going to be just a mess around the Rose Quarter. Just a mess.
Even you are making fun of the Blazers now. Wow.
Because I love them, but at the same time, they just... I don't know how... Seriously, they take winning as an organization. I just don't.
I have thoughts on them.
Yeah.
I'll give them to you tomorrow.
I would love that.
We'll carve out a segment for the Zers tomorrow.
Yes, please, babe.
Yeah. I've got In-N-Out burger news. Now, are you with Suk and I that In-N-Out is vastly overrated?
No,
You like In-N-Out?
I like In-N-Out, but I won't wait. If you're saying like, hey, Schulte, you go wait 2 hours for it? No, my wife and I will only go like if the line past the one in Kaiser Station is short. So, just a big if. Not out of our way.
Yeah, well, this show thinks In-N-Out is very overrated. Don't really get the hype. But there's another one coming, and we'll tell you where, coming up next on The Fan. Fun fact, you know, you talk about the guys in the towers on the bridges?
Yeah.
In Portland?
Sleeping up there, making them go up and down.
Well, there's a guy texted in and said, those guys work for the county, and they're already on shift. So when a ship is approaching, they get called in. They park on the bridge, climb up there and lift it, and then climb down once they're through.
Wow, that's actually really cool. Yeah, I did not know that.
Yeah, because I always look up there. Well, I don't always, but, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of times you don't see anybody up there.
No, but you look at the building anyways, yeah.
Yeah. So that's, a little fun fact.
Pretty
little
cool.
In the news fun fact.
I appreciate that.
ITNFF. All right, it is In the News, October 14, 2025. Thank you. Noted newsman here. As I mentioned, In-N-Out Burger is expanding in Portland.
Ooh, where to now?
The company has filed permits or plans in Gresham.
Okay.
All right.
Get on the east side. That makes sense. We've heard Tualatin. We've now seen one opened down in Kaiser Station, up in Ridgefield.
So this is between, it's on Sandy.
Oh, okay.
So it's right there by... Sandy and Airport Way, I think?
Yes.
So right, like, up, so right east of 205 up by the airport.
So the Park Rose area, like just south of the airport. Okay.
East of the airport. East of 205.
Okay.
Airport Way.
So yeah, just right after that interchange then. I gotcha.
Yeah. I think it's over there, guys.
Cool.
That's where I think it is. Yeah, they've bought a larger industrial warehouse development over there. So they're probably going to do a, you know, because they need room for all their lines of cars, all the people that line up to go in there.
I guess that's the one positive here is eventually the more and more In-N-Outs that we get around here, hopefully the shorter the lines will be and you can just, you know, go and drive up to it like you would at any In-N-Out in California. Like, just give me a burger. Damn.
So they have, In-N-Out has expanded slowly near the Portland area. Two stores, Ridgefield and Kaiser.
Yep.
We have those. Apparently, they've already filed permits in Vancouver, Beaverton, Hillsboro, and this one in Gresham.
Yeah, okay.
So they're going to be all over before you know it.
Good. The lines are long.
Now, very important burger question. If you... And now, I know one of your answers.
This is
why I'm going to say two.
We've discussed this, yes.
Yeah, Schulte, for those who don't know, he's a big McDonald's guy. Loves Mickey D's.
Consistent, guys.
Consistently bad.
If I need something...
Yet delicious.
For less than $20 and I can...
Look, you know, I get it.
It's cheap.
I have said many times, one of my guilty pleasures, and I haven't done it in a long time,
mm-hmm.
but every once in a while, I will roll through a McDonald's drive-thru and get 3 cheeseburgers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just like their regular cheeseburger. I get 3 of them and a Coke. Because their Coke is delicious.
Yes, it is better than any other place. And, you know, I've told you why. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Don't they do, like, it's the air or something? Or no, it's the water.
It's stored in aluminum or it's like steel barrels, essentially, the syrup that they mix with the water. So because of the way that it's stored going to McDonald's as opposed to, like, just soda fountains at, like, a general, gas station or whatever, it's just, it's a different taste.
Well, it tastes delicious.
Yes, it does.
But, look, make no mistake, it's crap, but it's delicious. So if you had, so here's my question. If you had to eliminate all fast food burger joints, with the exception of 2, you could only eat at 2 the rest of your life, which 2 do you choose?
So fast food, not sit down.
No, that's totally different.
Like, yeah, I guess I'd have to throw Mickey D's in there, 1, and...
Okay. I think a lot of people would choose McDonald's.
Right? Like, it's just
safe.
Yes. You know what you're getting. That's the idea.
Well, it's not safe, but it is.
I don't want to throw BK under the bus, but I just don't eat there as often.
I think...
I can't remember the last time I ate there, actually.
I find it disgusting.
Okay.
I don't understand people who like Burger King.
Well, they want to have it your way, baby. I don't know either, but that's apparently you can't have it your way anywhere else.
You want mine too?
Yeah. You give me your two, and I'll
keep
try
thinking
to think
of it.
My
it's
second.
A very important question. I get it. You can't just throw things out willy nilly.
It's like Jack in the Box is out for me. Carl's Jr. is out. I gotta think.
I'm gonna go Wendy's.
Oh, duh.
And Five Guys. I think we'd be fine with those two fast food burger joints. Okay?
Okay.
That's how I feel about it.
I'm probably going to have to go Wendy's as the second. Wendy's, man, that, what is it, the son of Baconator?
Whew. Yeah, that's a good burger. I'll take that.
Okay, I'm getting, so your noted newsman has failed you. I'm getting reports from the Greshamites.
Yeah.
Boots on ground in Gresham. That the place over on Airport Way or by off Sandy there in Airport Way that I'm talking about,
mm-hmm.
In-N-Out, that's a distribution center.
So they're going to be set up. It's not the restaurant. They're going to be sending all the supplies to all these, Beaverton, the Tooele, to all the locations you spoke of.
The one in Gresham will be going in at Burnside and Hogan.
Oh, so that is deep in Gresham.
My apologies. Deep in Gresham.
Long lines.
So you're going Wendy's, McDonald's?
No, I amend my answer. I forgot that Shake Shack is technically a fast food place. Shake Shack. McDonald's and Shake Shack.
I've never had Shake Shack.
I would highly recommend it, Rob. They got just regular burgers. They serve like a grilled cheese if you want something simple. Good cheese fries. They've got...
Why would I go to Shake Shack and get a grilled cheese?
Because it's amazing. You get a burger, and then if you want something extra, you get a little grilled cheese. It's freaking good.
I don't know. Grilled cheese is so simple. Why would, you know...
Because their buns and their cheese taste good together? I don't know. Love those buns, baby.
All right, there's hot burger talk for you guys. Somebody said, is Five Guys really fast food? No drive-through? Yeah. I mean, it's fat. I mean, you go in, you order it, and you leave, right?
I would say that's fast food, yeah. Like, that. It's the same as a McDonald's, just without a drive-through.
Yeah, right. Just because, yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, according to AI, Five Guys is a fast food restaurant. It is fast casual, though, because it's a little more elevated.
So a Shake Shack is also a fast casual place.
Is it?
It's not it doesn't have a drive through or anything.
Right. So. Okay. Well, I'm glad we covered that, guys.
Nailed it.
We're better for it. And that is in the news, October 14, 2025. It's brought to you by the Advocates Injury Attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Let's return to our college football scataboo. Who is the new James Franklin? Next on The Fan.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.